Proclamation number 8486, dated the May 3rd, 1963. Jesus' life before his teaching ministry. I will always educate you in all truthfulness, as soon as you desire it. And I will also always answer the questions that arise in you, because you only desire the answer for the sake of truth, that is, you would like clarity where various opinions prevail. If I give you the instruction to spread the truth, you shall also always receive an explanation, no matter what it is. The earthly path of Jesus, the man, can no longer be verified. Only by spiritual means can you humans be informed as to how and where Jesus spent the years which preceded his actual work as a teacher. Even so, it is certain that he lived a very simple life with his family and that he always remained reticent even within the circle of people who frequented his parents' house. He kept away from all festivities, as well as larger gatherings. He always kept himself to himself and inwardly matured as a result of his exceptionally helpful attitude towards his need of fellow human beings. For his heart was full of love and this love increased his wisdom. Knowledge revealed itself to him so that he clearly recognized everything, even though in the beginning this inner light came to him in a flash only to withdraw again for a while, and then he spoke and thought like everyone else again. Yet in his knowledge he was far more advanced than his contemporaries. However, he refused to accept instructions from people. You humans may well believe that love is the best teacher and that someone who correctly develops his love will gain inner knowledge which can never be offered to him so comprehensively by another person. You should know that Jesus' soul had come from the kingdom of light, that it had indeed forfeited the light during its life on earth but not the love within itself because, as the purest being of light it was illuminated by my eternal fatherly love. As a human being the light of love could not shine in abundance, because his fellow man would have been unable to endure it, yet in Jesus the man it glowed on and revealed to him all knowledge, on account of which he soon recognized humanity's immense hardship and his mission and consciously prepared himself for this. But you also know that he already preached in the temple as a boy, that he gave answers to the scribes which took them aback. Thus it testifies to the fact that he already possessed knowledge as a boy which he was not taught by people but which was caused by the bright flame within him. His love grew ever stronger and thus his wisdom increased, and the Pharisees and scribes already treated him with hostility because he wouldn't allow himself to be taught by them. Instead he stayed away from every school. No records survived for future generations about the time between his sermon in the temple and the beginning of his actual ministry, and therefore many different assumptions and descriptions are being advocated, as worked out by human intellect. The reason why no records exist is because Jesus' life proceeded quietly in his parental house. Because he seemed to have lost all divine abilities during this time, he stepped out of public view and led a very secluded life and, as a carpenter's son, also worked in his profession as such. Nothing extraordinary happened to him, for during these years Jesus had to mature as a human being because he wanted to exemplify to people the way of life which leads to full maturity, to perfection. Throughout this time his life was quiet. He did not possess any remarkable abilities. In fact, he gave the impression of a simple-minded person, because he withdrew from all people and only ever gave short answers and even the usual worldly knowledge seemed unfamiliar to him. Most of all he avoided contact with those who belonged to the temple and whose task it should have been to provide spiritual guidance to people. And so, soon there was no one in his environment, not even his close relatives, who are still convinced that the once so extraordinary child had a divine mission. This time of Jesus' life on earth had been especially grievous, for what was no longer externally visible was nevertheless deeply hidden within. It is just that Jesus had to deal with it himself. He had to come to terms with everything as a human being. He had to fight as a man against all inner cravings and passions which besieged his body just like all other people. He had to suffer and fight and mature through being of service. For by virtue of his love, which emanates wisdom, he soon realized all correlations, and he knew that he himself first needed to attain the degree of maturity which would enable him to accomplish his mission. And he covered this process of development in silence and solitude as a plain carpenter's son, who did not leave his hometown, who often merely looked for solitude for the purpose of attaining inner maturity by withdrawing into remote regions, by climbing hills and frequently staying alone for days, only in contact with his God and Father and remaining in prayer for strength and fortitude for that which was ahead of him, which he often saw before his eyes in great detail and which plunged him into dreadful states of fear. During these times he turned to me in search of help. And I was with my son, I gave him strength and granted him increasingly brighter realization, so that he time and again offered himself to complete the work which was intended to bring humanity salvation from sins and death. However, the notion that the man Jesus acquired more profound knowledge through association with philosophers and teachers in foreign countries is completely misguided. Who else could possibly have taught Jesus better than I myself? But I myself dwelled in Jesus, the human being, as a result of his boundless love. It is an absolutely absurd idea that Jesus would have needed instructions from another person in order to then be able to undertake his teaching ministry on earth in his country of origin. If you humans have proof that I myself convey the truth to earth providing specific preconditions exist, how much sooner was Jesus therefore able to be taught by me directly? After all, his love and total devotion to me surpassed all of you. Only someone who has no idea as yet about the consequences of a life of love can make such allegations that Jesus had acquired the knowledge in other countries in order to appear as a teacher, that he had to visit other people in order to study their doctrines. That which I evidently allow to happen to a simple earthly child, that I convey to it through the Spirit the pure truth from above. You humans must truly grant the man Jesus as well, who descended to earth in order to let me myself speak through him to you, who really did not need any teachers. Instead, he accepted the most profound wisdom from me directly and through these instructions became suitable to teach and to impart the pure truth to his fellow human beings. And now you can also accept these very words of mine as purest truth. After all, it is my will that you should not live in error and that you shall receive an explanation where you yourselves are still lacking knowledge. Most of all, it concerns the fact that you humans gain a clear impression as to who Jesus essentially was and why he came into the world and grew up in the humblest and poorest circumstances. For although he was as human as anyone else, he nevertheless proved to people that every person can develop the highest spiritual abilities in himself and that the knowledge he possessed and imparted to people came from within himself, but that he never had the need to be educated by others or to take notice of doctrines, since everything was, after all, known to him. Otherwise he would not have attained the highest perfection on earth which resulted in complete unity with me. So that he became as one with me, in whom I myself became a human being in order to redeem you. Amen.